communion in 2026, right? April 2nd, 2026. So I really wanted to keep it simple tonight for us, and possibly tonight you'll really take away something that's life-changing. And there's really something uniquely wonderful and special as we all join together in celebration, appreciating the work of Jesus Christ. This is one of the few memorials that have been established by Jesus Christ that the Christian church continues to celebrate. Most of us in our culture, not that we don't do communion at other times of the year, but primarily we do it at this time of the year during the celebration, if we want to call it, the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why they call it Good Friday, I have no idea. The truth of the word that we understand winds up a lot differently than traditional teaching. And we know that Christ was raised from the dead. But in the meantime, he, at this point in time, was in the grave. And he was completely dead, asleep, 3 days and three nights, three 24-hour periods. And believe me, there is no way you get that between Good Friday and Easter Sunday morning. So there's got to be more depth to it. And there is. But that's not the purpose here in going what we're doing tonight. But this word communion, really a special word. In our world, people talk about communing with nature. You ever heard that? Maybe years ago, living with others in what was called a commune. And many, if not the majority of us, live in something called a community, right? And basically, the understanding and backstory is, and all these other words, it's to have this sense of full sharing or the complete immersion in something that's common. People get this when they join a fraternity. They have this common bond. I'm a Phi Sigma Epsilon, or I'm a this or that, or I belong to the society of gun owners, or some type of thing where you have this common bond. You have that community. You have this full sharing in something that you really have a passion for, and you're just fully enjoined in it. And so, you know, maybe we could call it a common union. And so tonight, basically what we're doing is we're celebrating the full immersion we have experienced together in Christ. Another way of saying that is we have been baptized into Christ. Being water baptized in today's world has taken on a whole life of its own. The true spiritual understanding is that when we accept Jesus Christ, we are fully immersed in everything that Christ accomplished, water or not. Does it hurt somebody to have water baptism? Absolutely not. Is it a requirement of God's word? No, it is not. We are fully immersed, fully baptized together, and we could experience this union together in Christ, and we share a bond, really, that's far greater than nature, or a commune, or any community we may be a part of. And I know, like a lot of you listening, those people who are sitting in this room tonight, a lot of us over the years have participated in an event like this. So my question is, will today be any different? Or do we just kind of fall asleep because it's something we've been through, we understand it, it's like, can it be different from other times? Could this possibly be the day for a greater realization of your complete and total forgiveness? How many people do you know, yourself, myself, condemn yourself, have sin consciousness, have a sense of unworthiness? These are the things that Jesus gave his life for, so that the Christian church would no longer have to endure these things that are really set up by the enemy. You know, he's the great accuser. And can healing or wholeness really occur because of what Jesus Christ did? And I have a threefold answer because unequivocally the answer is yes, yes, yes. You know, here's a few of those things: release from fear and condemnation, freedom from sin consciousness, right standing before God, miraculous health and healing, and perfect peace are among the many, many benefits we have already been provided and with through the work of Jesus Christ. And how can these things then be realized in our lives? Because on paper, or me saying it, sounds just like so great. But in your mind, you're like, I'm not experiencing that though. And so how can what we're saying and the words of this Word of God come up out of the pages of the Bible and become a living reality in people's lives? That's probably one of the greatest challenges that faces every individual who has ever had an experience with Jesus Christ. And so what's the missing link? What's the missing link to overflowing with the simple promises and truths that are so wonderfully promised in the Bible? And not to oversimplify it, but one of the great things that we've learned and continue to learn is something called faith. And it's faith that brings into reality, into fruition, that which is generally needed and desired. And so I wanted to read this record in 1 Hebrews 11:1 from the Amplified Version, where it says, now faith is the assurance or the title deed or the confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. And you ever heard this statement, the battle of the senses versus revelation faith? This is the constant struggle that we're in. Is it everything that I see, hear, smell, taste, or touch true? Because in direct opposition, and many times flowing with that, is what God says. Spirit nature is outside the realm of the five senses. But we are, as human beings, hey, no, I'm not laying any blame here anymore. We're all conditioned to live by the five senses, how we feel, what we see, what we think, how people look, our judgments of people. This is the world in which we live. There are a lot of influences upon every one of us. But I thought tonight, you know, we reflect, we participate, we enjoy the memory of Jesus Christ's perfect work. You know what? We're blessed to exercise faith, simple faith, to trust that God is really working on our behalf, and that he has great things in store for each and every one of us. And so we can absolutely proclaim with confidence and say these words: I expect and I believe change to occur because God loves me and he has blessed me with so many wonderful and awesome benefits. That's the true confession that aligns itself with the word. So what's our expectation? How about saying, Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven, and I'm free from sin and guilt. I'm dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. These are words that align themselves in coming to agreement with what God has already said. Are we fighting certain feelings, certain emotions, certain thoughts, ways we felt, physical realities that we're experiencing? Absolutely. And no one denies those things. But the truth is, the Word of God and the things of God supersede what's in the senses world. See, it doesn't negate the truth of the Word. So it's an interesting dynamic that we have to really live and pursue Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I'll read a few verses here. It says, the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is offered as a sacrifice for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant ratified and established in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are proclaiming, and of course we realize it's symbolic, you are symbolically proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until he comes again, which, come Jesus, come, could be tonight. Hallelujah. That'd be wonderful. But the bread we take is symbolic of Christ's body. And it was given in sacrifice on our behalf and to bring us physical healing, wholeness, and deliverance. And so as you eat the bread, I would say we say to ourselves our minds, by his stripes, I am healed. That's the truth of what the scriptures say. And whether I ever see it come to pass or not is not the standard by which the scriptures were written. By his stripes I am healed. And then we exercise that simple faith to see the energizing of the Spirit of God working in you, in your physical body, and then enjoy the benefits and the blessings of wholeness. So those of you who are gathered in your home, wherever you may be, here we're going to take some bread, pass it around, and then once everybody's taken some bread, then we'll eat it all together, and then we'll move on to the next step. So why don't you guys out there on conference call land, go ahead and do that, and then we'll do the same here, okay? All right. Well, hopefully that's given you enough time to pass it around, pass it back and forth between you and your significant other. But just remember that this bread is really significant and symbolic of what Christ paid. He's a huge price, right? And just to say, by his stripes I'm healed. So let's go ahead and eat it together. Yeah, so in a similar way, the wine, really symbolic of Christ's blood, again, shed on our behalf for complete, total, and unconditional forgiveness of sin, and the consequences of it. So, in its most simple form, as you take a sip of wine or grape juice or whatever it is you're drinking out there, say these three words, I am forgiven. I am forgiven, and then have the expectation to enjoy the blessings of having that freedom from the sin and the sin nature, and that we've been made righteous in the eyes of God. So as the cup of wine or whatever it is you have is being passed, just go ahead and take a drink and get back together in a minute. I'm going to ask Shelley to pray.
Heavenly Father, we just have so much to be thankful for, God. We, as your children, sit and contemplate and think about all the things, God, that you have showered upon us and done on our behalf, and we are overwhelmed with gratitude toward you. God, we are so blessed, and we know that we deserve nothing, and without you, we could do nothing. But God, you are so loving and so kind, and Father, as we look upon you and as we think about the things that you have begun within us and the things that you have done for us and the things that you have written in your word for us to know, we are inspired to love you more and more. We're inspired to love one another more and more. And we're inspired to share your word with others. So God, thank you. Thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his accomplished work on our behalf, for forgiving us, for that complete work that he accomplished, and for the healing that's available to us now. And the fact that we can stand before you knowing that we are forgiven, completely forgiven, and that by his stripes we are healed, and that we can remember not to let that go. And like Barney said, whether we see it or not, the standard is your word, and we can expect to see it happen. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. And Josh, that word prophecy?
Know, my children, that I am the Lord your God and that I do love you. And I have created this world for us to commune with and to have a very special relationship with. I have given my Son so that we can be together, and that you can be redeemed, and you can come unto me, and you can know my love and my grace and my mercy.
Know truly, my people, that I have great desire for you to be all that you can be, and you know what? I accept you as you are right this very second. You don't have anything left to prove. You made one really great decision, and that was accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Just allow me to bless you, to work with you, to prosper you, to help you, to do things on your behalf that only I could do. You can't do them on your own. You just do not have what it takes. So step outside of yourself and trust me, knowing that I will always be there. And you may not understand it completely how much I do love you, but I do. And I will do my best to try to continue to show that to you all the days of your life. Father, we're blessed with words that come from you, words that encourage, that build up, that strengthen, that help. And how truly blessed we are, Father. If you send your Son in the next 5 seconds, we'll have lived a life that has shined above many, 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 many others who have come and gone and never had one thought about you or your Son. And we thank you for all the folks who have joined tonight. And this can be a life-changing evening, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.